This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for women seeking abortions in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
After nearly 50 years, the High Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, which is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. The ruling comes more than a month after the stunning leak of a draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, indicating the once unthinkable decision was coming. In the final opinion today, Alito writes Roe and the 1992 case that reaffirmed abortion rights were both wrong the day they were decided and must be overturned. The ruling comes amid public opinion surveys finding a majority of Americans oppose overturning Roe and handing the question of whether to permit abortion entirely to the states. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian forces prepared Friday to retreat from the strategic city of Severodonetsk after weeks of fierce fighting, a setback that could pave the way for Russia to seize a larger swath of eastern Ukraine. The announcement came shortly after the European Union granted Ukraine candidate status in a show of support for the former Soviet Republic, though there is still a long path ahead to membership. For its part, Moscow said it had encircled about 2,000 Ukrainian and what it called foreign troops in the area. Reuters could not independently verify any of the battlefield accounts. The reports come 4 months to the day since Russian President Vladimir Putin sent tens of thousands of troops over the border, unleashing a conflict that has killed thousands, uprooted millions, and reduced whole cities to rubble. If it goes ahead, the withdrawal from Severodonetsk would mark the biggest reversal for Ukraine since the loss of Mariupol in May. This is VOA News. The UN's chief warns the world faces catastrophe because of the growing shortage of food around the globe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has added to the disruptions caused by climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and inequality to produce an unprecedented global hunger crisis already affecting hundreds of millions of people. In a video message to officials from dozens of rich and developing countries gathered in Berlin, Guterres says there's a real risk that multiple famines will be declared in 2022, adding, and 2023 could be even worse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An aftershock took more lives and threatened to pile even more misery on an area of eastern Afghanistan reeling from a powerful earthquake that state media said killed 1,150 people this week. Wednesday's magnitude 6 quake killed 121 children when it struck a remote, mountainous region already grappling with staggering poverty. It comes at a time when the country is spiraling deeper into economic crisis after many countries pulled back critical financing and development aid in the wake of the Taliban's takeover. Friends, family, and other mourners today remembered the 98 people who died in a building collapse 1 year ago Friday in the U.S. city of Surfside, Florida. The 12-story oceanfront condo building came crashing down in the middle of the night, one of the deadliest structure collapses in U.S. history. The names of each victim were read aloud during a ceremony Friday to mark the somber anniversary. Second Lady Jill Biden was there.
And as we gather, we express gratitude for this community, the firefighters and first responders who bound up wounds and spent weeks working to recover your loved ones.
Authorities in Ecuador are accusing protesters of attacking a military and police convoy, seriously injuring 17 soldiers and burning three trucks near the country's capital. An army general says protesters shot rifles and fireworks during Thursday's attack. The convoy had been trying to free private vehicles and food carrying trucks that had been blocked by protesters. And recapping our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for women seeking abortions in the United States. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.